Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everyone. Robin here with an update on the history of Byzantium in general and the schedule over the next few months. It's been a bizarre year, as you all know. I have been very lucky in that my job has continued without interruption, and it's been a real pleasure to spend all this time on Alexius and the Crusades. I remember back in 2012 when I started the podcast, the fall of Jerusalem was something that I looked forward to getting to and covering in podcast form. And so it was very satisfying to finally reach the Holy Sepulchre, so to speak. It's also been a difficult year. My mental health has suffered a bit as the months of isolation have gone on, and I'm sure many of you can relate. One of the things that's been weighing on my mind is what I owe to those who have allowed me to make podcasting my full-time job. Some of you know that my father is an actor, and I worked full-time as his assistant before launching The History of Byzantium. I still do a little bit of work for him now. He has a poetry podcast available, if you're interested. Guess who edits that one? My dad has a project coming up this winter, which I feel I have to help him with, since he's done so much for me. The other group of people I owe a lot to are you, the listeners who subscribed to the podcast, and those who supported the 2018 Kickstarter, which sent me to Istanbul. I am in big debt to both these groups. I owe videos to one and Byzantine stories to the other. And all that work needs to be done. And at some point, I also need to get away and have some kind of holiday for the sake of my health. So it's going to be some time before we get back to the narrative again. We're probably talking about spring 2021. And I know that's a long way off. And as a podcast fan myself, believe me, I know the frustration of not getting more episodes from a show you like. But the bonus episodes that I sell and the Kickstarter and the tours which they've led to allow me to do this full time. And all that content takes a lot of time to research and produce. And you know, I always feel the more I read, the better the podcast is. So I hope you will forgive the delay. And if you are subscribed at thehistoryofbyzantium.com or on Patreon, you will be hearing from me and you will be getting bonus episodes in the meantime. I will still produce at least two more episodes on Alexius. As I mentioned at the end of last week's episode, we will return to our conversation with Leonora Neville to discuss the succession and Anna's role in it. And I'd also like to answer any and all questions you have about Alexius and the Crusades. Two listeners have already left interesting questions at the website on the comments thread of episode 222, so feel free to join the discussion there. Someone else tweeted me today. You can email me thehistoryofbyzantium@gmail.com, or you can post questions on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. There are links to all of those at thehistoryofbyzantium.com. More good news is that we won't need any other end-of-the-century episodes before we resume the narrative, because the outside world has come so close to Constantinople's doorstep during this last period. And once those Kickstarter videos are all complete, I will be able to resume our normal schedule and roll from century to century all the way to 1453, with just the odd tour of Istanbul interrupting us, if COVID will allow it. Thank you all so much for your support and your patience and your kindness. Goodbye for now.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.